This is episode 2265 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day two of our series we're exploring this week. This is the series where you will discover meditation techniques to help you manage crisis fatigue. We have embarked on our second year of experiencing life during a global pandemic. This kind of prolonged stress and uncertainty can cause you to feel burned out. When you apply so much energy towards something beyond your control that causes you great anxiety, you may find that you don't have much energy left for other areas of your life. In today's episode, you're going to be guided as you repeat an affirmation during your meditation that allows you permission to slow down, to begin to realize you are worth slowing down for. I want to share with you a message from your fellow meditator, and I'd love to hear from you. If you reach out to me on my Instagram account, which is Sip and Om Instagram, just send me a direct message there, or you can send an email to Mary, M-A-R-Y, at Sip, S-I-P, and Om, A-N-D-O-M.com. I will get back to you. I'd like to hear how you're doing in regard to the coronavirus crisis or any other crisis you might be experiencing. I'd also love it if you left me a review to let me know how things are going with your meditation ritual. Ways I can improve this podcast for you. I show up every day for you because I know consistency is the key to creating a successful lifelong meditation ritual. So please let me know what you might like me to include or not include on this podcast. This is from Hannah from Rhode Island. Hannah writes, I've been listening to your podcast since the pandemic started. It's been such a big part of calming my anxiety through the pandemic. The pandemic changed my life in so many ways, and I feel like when I talk to others that I seem to be faring worse. I know I shouldn't be comparing my own situation to others' situations, but I can't help it, especially when some of my close acquaintances will ask me why I'm still feeling anxious or why I'm not doing more. I'd love to know of any way to overcome the guilt I feel about still feeling stressed about the pandemic. Well, Hannah, you are definitely not alone, and I really honor you for recognizing your situation. And what you mentioned is important because I did a little research into how to manage your emotions during a crisis. And when the pandemic hit, we were all living our lives. We were all experiencing different levels of stress and anxiety. You might have started this pandemic going through a tense situation to begin with. Others might have situations where they're able to manage the pandemic better because they have more support, or they might have more access to resources that help them stay grounded. So it is difficult not to compare your own situation with people who are doing well. And this reminds me of when I was in a car accident a few years ago, and it took me about 2 full years to not experience ongoing back pain. And I remember people saying to me, "I can't believe you're still experiencing back pain. You're not over that yet." And I remember feeling such guilt for still experiencing back pain. I found that I couldn't spend too much time with these people. And in fact, I had to create boundaries. And that's actually the challenge for this week's series, to create healthy boundaries that allow you to heal from anxiety, sadness, depression, anger, whatever you feel as you go through whatever crisis you're currently experiencing. It doesn't mean you necessarily have to cut these people out of your lives. It just means that you might not be in a situation emotionally or maybe even physically where you can balance out these negative vibes you get from others. So once you begin to feel more grounded, then you'll be able to manage comments and just more additional stress much better. So when you're feeling ungrounded, give yourself space and time to heal at your own pace, to begin to feel more secure in the way that's right for you. So your journal prompt today and your meditation focus is to create a boundary with people who bring you down or zap your energy, and get the kind of support you need to feel more grounded. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, begin to relax your mind and your body. Sit up straight and close your eyes, gently elevating them upward. And notice where you feel tension. Name the kind of tension you're experiencing. Is it fear or doubt or anger or sadness? Reflect on the part of your life where you feel the most burned out. Consider how you could slow down your life so that you can begin to focus on what you need most to support yourself in this part of your life. You to repeat this affirmation every morning and evening throughout this series. In a loud voice, feel your power as you repeat, "I am worth slowing down for. I am worth slowing down for." Now repeat the affirmation in a whisper as you interiorize it. I am worth slowing down for. I am worth slowing down for. Now mentally repeat this affirmation and then allow yourself to sit in stillness as you begin the process to heal at your own pace. You are indeed so worth slowing down for.